Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yesterday, to start the show here on Gresham and Foyer 1024, yesterday when we started, we had the breaking news of the PGA Tour basically selling out to the LIV Tour. All we had heard as of yesterday, Christian, when we sort of treetopped it and talked about it a little bit, was that there was a merger going on. And we didn't exactly go into the dirty details as to how it was done, how it's getting done. But boy, oh boy, as the day went on yesterday, the reaction to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, it was swift, it was vengeful, and boy, does this guy look like a real idiot. Jay Monahan, the commissioner, he's the Roger Goodell of the PGA, everybody. Yep. And he is the one who, he like referenced 9/11 families in talking about this with the people on CBS. I want to take
along with Jim Nantz.
Yeah, but Nantz.
Nantz put it on up on a tee for him.
I could, yeah, absolutely. And this was a year ago. So we'll do the second one, Nick.
Okay.
Let's do a year ago. This is Jay Monahan, commissioner of the PGA in 2022. And boy, does this just sound awful.
As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Oh, my God.
What
today,
a cheap shot.
I mean, but today.
Cheap shot back then.
But yesterday was really one of the days. And look, so money and 12 months. I guess those 9/11 families that Jay Monahan knows that he is just prostituting out there must be like, wow, Jay, can we get a piece of your payout?
Yeah, they co-signed on the deal. They co-signed on, like, we've healed now. You can go ahead and do what you need to do. It's okay. Like, he got their blessing. So now he has a totally different, you know, point of view now since he got the blessing of everyone who he was referencing, like, a little over about a year ago.
It is. It's amazing the lengths that the PGA went to try to keep some players from jumping. Now, look, let's also get this out there, okay? This is more about the principle of the way the PGA went after the LIV Tour. That's really the story here. That and the fact that Jay Monahan cost some of the golfers, I don't even want to say under his employ, but Jay Monahan also single-handedly cost golfers on the tour life-changing money. And I know there are a lot of people who are like, ooh, it's Saudi money, it's icky. I get it. I get it that it's uncomfortable for a lot of people. But if you really did a lot of digging into a lot of companies and, you know, who NBA players are in bed with and stuff like that, this really comes down to selective persecution. I'm going to be outraged over this and da-da-da. It feels like the major league of golf, as someone was chirping at me on Twitter yesterday, the whole major league of golf is the one that caved into the money. If they were the major league, like the XFL would never be able to pull this with the NFL or anything like that. And right now, in terms of some television coverage, the LIV people would love to get some XFL numbers here domestically. And it's really about the PGA Tour. Because, look, money is dirty, everybody. I hate to say it. Money's dirty. You don't know where it's coming. And not physically dirty. A lot of money is dirty. A lot of money in this country and a lot of businesses that we all go, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. We look past all of the yicky ties of companies all across this great country of ours and tied into brands that every one of us have worn. So this is the selective persecution, but if I'm a PGA Tour golfer and I listened to this clown who, Jay Monahan's getting fired, folks, because the guy who runs the Saudi investment fund is in charge of this whole new endeavor. So Jay Monahan is going to collect his check, pass go, and then go home.
Well, the thing is, and the second clip is even better because there's some buzzwords that Jay Monahan used in the second one when they're both sitting down announcing the merger. And think about it. So Jay Monahan at that time basically rallying the troops, trying to convince other golfers why the PGA was great and how you shouldn't defect and how that's dirty money, shaming them, convincing them to preach on his behalf. So basically taking the low level, just, you know, really crappy angle of taking the real, you know, emotional angle towards the Saudi nation, human rights issues, and look what they've done. Look what they've done. Can you believe? You'll never have to be embarrassed by what the PGA does. Oh. What you need to, it really, and that itself felt dirty. Even reporters who would literally, like, almost sneak attack certain players who defected and decided to take the money. Like, I mean, I'm really going to be upset. Like, they made you an offer you could not refuse. And you were still able to play in all the majors. You were able to play in the Masters. I would even go so far as when Mickelson was in the Masters, he was actually a top five. He was actually playing really well, even on Sunday. They weren't even showing him. Mm-hmm. Jim Nance was backhandedly, like, you know, attacking him.
Oh, they were taking throwing, their digs.
And throwing digs in about the, you know, the CW and nobody's watching. All of them were taking, when they got an opportunity, that was the pinata and they were taking a whack at it.
Oh, yeah. They were team PGA Tour, yeah. No question. So yesterday, Jay Monahan said this on this merger.
I would describe the meeting as intense. Certainly heated. This is a very complex, obviously it's been a very dynamic and a complex couple of years. And for players, I'm not surprised that, you know, this is an awful lot to ask them to digest. And this is a significant change for us, you know, in the direction that we were going down. But as I'm trying to explain, and I will continue to explain as we go forward, this ultimately is a decision that I think is in the best interest of all of the members of the PGA Tour.
You know, even people in the Twitch chat, good morning to the Twitchers, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. A lot of Twitchers are of the thought that if you had just left the LIV Tour alone, then they probably would have either folded or just been funded by the Saudis in what would have been a losing proposition. And instead, it feels like the PGA Tour kind of gave them an out in a way. To me, there were two things that really happened. Number one, those LIV players got in the majors. That was, yeah, a massive deal. That was basically the majors, in a way, thumbing their nose to the traditional setup of the tours and all that. The other one is the PGA knows that here stateside, we're in depressed advertising markets. Their television deal is what it is. And I don't know exactly where they stand with CBS. Apparently CBS was blindsided by this. They had no idea. Well, it's a great way to do business with your television partner is to have a long, you know, and they're even sucking up for you during PGA events and taking digs. And you don't even let them know what in the world's going on. But I think the fact that the Saudis appear to have unlimited money, I think I read somewhere yesterday that it's like Saudi investment fund, which, by the way, WWE is taking some of that money, doing their super show. They're getting like 30 or 40 million a show to go over there and all that stuff. I think that investment fund is at like $620 billion. So the PGA knew they didn't have the long bread. the PGA Tour didn't have the long bread to be able to match up with this. And as long as the Saudis were willing to fund it and keep going, eventually more golfers would have gone over there and they just would have got swallowed up.
The thing that is the thing that I think most people are ripping this guy for is his hard stance against it and who he recruited. Like, is there other players that he recruited to say the same thing and then he folded? So he's obviously under a lot of criticism, mainly for being a hypocrite. And this, I want you to listen to this real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is Jay Monahan, commissioner of the PGA Tour.
For now.
For now, because you're right. He is going to get fired. But you could say, well, he brought us all together. This is what's best for golf. No, he screwed it up from the beginning. This is him admitting about the criticism. And listen to a couple buzzwords that you think are obvious in this clip.
I recognize everything that I've said in the past in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. And so I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change. And I think that, you know, in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point.
Right. Circumstances do change.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What a buzzy way to say the check cleared.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that the whole I recognize him admitting that he recognizes, okay, you guys don't have, I'm not going to fight you on this. I recognize, basically, I admit that I screwed up. I recognize what I did. He said that twice. You know, the other thing is like, you know, he's trying to compete. Guys, I'm trying to compete. I acted with the best interest. The circumstances changed. Cut me some slack. They had me backed up into a corner. They had $650 billion. I screwed it up. I tried to, you know, it's almost like a guy that was like, even like back last year, it was like a guy that's losing a fight. It was one of the analogies I always use, a desperate person like who's like up against it. They will do anything to get out of it, even play dirty. So he hits him below the belt and like criticizes all these other players that decided that they were going to take the money. Now, all those guys, those players, those what, six or seven of the top 10 in the world all took the money.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're rolling back with no recourse. No, listen, I get to keep my $150 million. I got to play a bunch of practice rounds in shorts with a live band and nobody hanging out with everybody. Like, it was easy money. Like, you guys are so stuck up and arrogant, you couldn't see what an unbelievable opportunity it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what exactly it's going to mean.
Is it
overall.
Is it always take the money? Because
Tiger didn't take the money.
You know what? Because Tiger had money. Because honestly, they offered Tiger Woods, I think it was $800 million. Yeah. The guy's net worth is like $1.3 billion. Tiger is one of the rare people who already had generational wealth,
yeah.
Right? There were some guys who, you know, like Dustin Johnson, he was rich. There's no question. He got generationally wealthy. By taking the Saudis' money is really what it turned into. Now, again, is it blood money? Is it this? Is it that? I don't know. You know, honestly, if you did a really deep dive into some of the brands on the tour, there's already conflicts anyway. Again, people just choose to ignore them if they want to. Now, Congress is weighing in. Is that a bad thing for the PGA? There's a Oregon senator who apparently wrote on Twitter, hypocrisy doesn't begin to describe this brazen, shameless cash grab. I'm going to dive into every piece of Saudi Arabia's deal with the PGA. U.S. officials need to consider whether a deal will give the Saudi regime inappropriate control or access to U.S. real estate. Does this guy know that Liv played some tournaments here in America?
I would say this guy's just figuring it out. Someone just told him. He has no idea what he's talking about. Here is what I think is maybe the unintended consequences are really the big picture for the Saudis and their $650 billion. Like, it's not going to stop here with golf. Golf is like the easy, like that's like the weak sister. That's the country you take over first.
Mm-hmm.
But then you think about all the other professional franchises. You think about the NFL's willingness or desire to go nationally. You think about, like, if I want to buy a team, well, instead of, like, I'm not even going to negotiate, I'm just going to give you three times over asking price. And I'm just going to cut the negotiation, the back and forth, and I will own a team in the NFL.
Now, to your point, because some people might be like, no, that can't happen. No, 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 no. The NFL, the NBA, the NHL, I'm not sure on Major League Baseball yet. They have opened the doors to, let's call it, venture capitalists, right? You can now get VC money as a part of those groups. And would the NFL consider a Saudi-backed offer on a team, right? Say, before they sold the Washington Commanders to this guy, let's say a Saudi dude was like, oh, I'll just give you $10 billion for it right now. What does the NFL do? Because that would, honest to God, you would put the 31 NFL owners in a room. If there was a $10 billion offer for one team, they would strategize for days trying to figure yep. out how they would try to deflect all of the criticism that would come their way as all of them go, oh, boy, my franchise value just went up $2 billion because these dudes walked in and paid a ton of money. You're right, Christian. It is coming to big-time sports.
Can I give you an example?
Please.
Okay. If
I hope you have a better one than I laid out.
No. I think it's truth. Like, so these deals don't have, like, this is, they're so far ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. So they're prospecting, right? So, well, I'm going to do this now because in 10 years I want to own a team, not in 3 years, and 10 years, because that's how long it will take. The example number one of things that we thought would never happen in the history of pro sports. Let me just see if you can Billy Lanny this for me, because Billy would know what I'm talking about. There's an area of the country that we thought would never be involved in pro sports.
Area 51.
And it's now a mecca. It's a mecca for gambling, pro sports, college sports, and that's Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And gambling. They're going to have every major sport in Vegas. And 10 years ago, when I was playing, You couldn't even, there was not a chance in hell that the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and hockey would ever build arenas, stadiums, and admit to everybody that we're on board. So think about that. Now, fast forward 10 years from now, the league has been hinting and trying to build a base in Europe, overseas. Those teams are going to be, woo, really, really expensive. And the only people who will be really able to afford it are people who just have, I know what's the infinity amount of money.
Sure.
And they're just making more of it. So I could easily see them turning a blind eye, ignoring the human rights, and then saying, well, listen, golf did it. NBA did it.
And
the NFL will be last.
Now you're there.
The NFL will be last. It's safe to go back in the water now, guys. The shark is gone and nobody's scared of the big bag boogeyman, okay? And there's no more criticism anymore.
Now you're on it. You're
so
exactly
right. So they will
own
a team. That is 100%. Where are the props for that? Honest to God, that is the way it's going to be.
That's a real long play, though, I'll
it
tell
is,
you.
But it has to
You'd
be.
You'd have $100 tied up for 10 years.
That's all right. Okay.
They would probably have to put like some parameters on it. Within the next 5 years, the bet would have to come due. But I'm with you.
That's the 10-year plan. That's a long play, though.
Somebody in the Twitch chat said Saudis offered $7 billion for the Redskins. NFL said no. I'd have to vet that and see if that is the case. But you nailed it. It almost doesn't matter what the first offer was from one of those entities. The NFL is going to say no because you're 1,000,000% right. They won't be first, they'll be last, and they'll get the biggest chunk of money of any of those leagues.
Yep.
And it will be normalized.
Mm-hmm.
We will be desensitized.
You want me to think about it? Sports washing.
The NFL, would drop that news on a Friday afternoon, let the weekend take care of it, and Monday would be a new day.
And it'll be the biggest, baddest, most technologically advanced stadium that the world has ever seen.
Well,
it's not going to. No, they're not going to. When you have that type of money, Like, you don't
they can't bring that slave labor over here and build a stadium. They can only do that over in Saudi Arabia. So now, I don't know, would they be able to get away with it in England or something like that?
I don't know.
But it's
happening.
Nuts. It really is. And Jay Monahan, listen, I hope the check was worth it. You are listening to two greedy capitalists when it's all said and done. But, boy, Jay Monahan, that whole 9/11 thing just looks really bad. And that will be how that guy's going to be remembered. He said that and then sold out.
As he's a consultant for some startup in, like, New Mexico.
Please, you know what he should do is whatever they're giving him, if it's $50 million, $100 million, whatever the check is, listen, buy it, just or take the check,
yeah,
cash it, go to Bermuda, don't be seen anywhere. Go sit on a beach, live your life. Take your money and just be done with it. Or at least that's what I would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.